It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight, volleyball. The Roman Valley Cardinals playing host to Cedar Mountain Cougars. Tonight's match is being brought to you by the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters. And now with our pregame and play-by-play of tonight's action, it's Cardinal Sports announcer Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin. Good evening. Welcome in to another edition of Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, and also myklgr.com. Tonight, a couple of area teams going toe-to-toe. It's the Redwood Valley Cardinals try to continue their role here throughout the middle to late portion of the schedule. A few matches on the regular season slate left before section playoff time. And so for the Cardinals, they are looking at a couple of huge matchups, one coming later this week as the Cardinals look to finish strong in what has been an excellent 2019-2020 season for the Cardinal volleyball team. Redwood Valley comes into this match with a record of 17-3. Cardinals have won 10 matches in a row, and in fact their last drop set was back on the St. James tournament on September 21st. They won 1-1. And again, for those two set matches, the team that scores the most points in the two sets, they end up winning. So for the Cardinals, they ended up winning there, but they did drop a set. Since then, they have gone 2-0 over Worthington. Pull out the schedule sheet here. 2-0 over Worthington, 2-0 over New Ulm Cathedral, 3-0 over Springfield, 3-0 over Pipestone, 3-0 over Yellow Medicine East. If you want to find the last time the Cardinals lost a match, that was to McCray. And the Cardinals lost 2-1. That was back on September 14th against McCray in the Wabasso tournament. So Cardinals have not dropped a match in almost a month. Continue that here tonight against a Cedar Mountain team trying to kind of see where they're at here as we get closer to the end of the season. The Cougars coming into tonight's match with a record of 2-21-1. And so it's been a rough go for the Cougars, but they will see if they can go toe-to-toe. One of the best teams in the area here tonight in the Redwood Valley Cardinals. It's not the only area matchup going on here throughout the schedule. Looking at some of the other matchups, we'll start in Section 2A. Cleveland and Sibley East squaring off here tonight. Nicolet and New Ulm Cathedral also going toe-to-toe tonight. Lester Prairie, Holy Trinity, and Sleepy Eye. And then Cedar Mountain and Redwood Valley, as mentioned before. In Section 3-2A, the north side of the standings, Painesville area and Rockford squaring off in a match tonight. New London, Spicer, and Wilmer. And in the south half of Section 3-2A, Martin County West and Windham area. And Sioux Falls Lincoln going up against Marshall. So a lot of action here in the area tonight for area volleyball. Cardinals trying to improve to 18-3 on the season. Section standings. As we get a little closer to the end of the regular season, Redwood Valley currently slated at number 2. In the north half of Section 3-2A, so the Cardinals will be in the north half. And in front of them is New London Spicer, number 4 overall in Class 2A in the QRF. Redwood Valley's 21st. They are 7-0 in section play. So Cardinals, at this point, they would host Painesville area in the first rounds of the subsection playoffs. And most importantly, if they can hold on and keep that 2 seed, they would not have to play Marshall, New London Spicer, that is, until the subsection finals. So it would allow the Cardinals a chance to get a couple of matches under their belt in the section playoffs before squaring off with New London Spicer, and even further than that, moving on throughout the tournament. For Cedar Mountain, they are 2-12 in section play in Class 2A, Section 2A. And so for the Cougars, trying to pick up a win against a Class 2A team here tonight, should be an interesting evening. We'll see what happens here tonight. Cardinals also trying to keep a pretty sterling record at home. They are 5-0 at home here this season. They'll try to keep that going tonight, and we'll see what else the Cardinal girls have in store for this evening as well. We're going to take a quick break. We got the national anthem coming as well as the start of tonight's match. So stay tuned. We've got volleyball coming up for you here on KLGR. Cardinals and the Cougars squaring off on your home for Redwood Valley Athletics. KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9. KLGR Redwood Falls.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer.
Back here at Redwood Valley High School, the reserves and starters being announced for Cedar Mountain. We'll carry that in progress, as well as the Redwood Valley starters here tonight.
Smith. Number 15, Paige Rose. Number 16, Teresa Larson. Number 19, Carol Brunnerman. And number 23, Maddie Rose. Starting for the Cougars are number 2, Nadia Meyer. Number 4, Bella Harmony. Number 8, Kate Lorraine. Number 12, McKenna Fulmer. Number 13, Lauren Barringer. And number 21, Kaylee Holler. Number 8, A.J. Kubisberg. Number 10, Denise Merton. Number 12, Keely Van Deen. Number 13, Jalen Bill. Number 15, Leah Earlbeck. Number 16, Brooke Fisher. Starting for the Cardinals, number 3, Aubrey Pitt. Number 4, Hannah Sinkins. Number 7, Denise Summers. Number 9, Kaylee Garman. Number 11, Alexa Steffel.
You heard them. Let's play some volleyball here tonight. Cardinals and the Cougars squaring off in an area showdown. Cardinals 17-3, trying to get to 18-3 on the year. Cougars trying to pick up win number 3 on the season. And for Redwood Valley, all eyes on the big showdown tomorrow night against the Marshall Tigers. We will have coverage of that match for you from Marshall here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, and also myklgr.com. Should be an electric atmosphere between the Cardinals and the Tigers tomorrow night. Then nothing until Friday when Redwood Valley football travels to Windham to take on the Eagles. And both teams out on the court. Big tip of the cap again to the Redwood Valley Pep Band for getting us going here tonight and cheering on the Cardinal volleyball team. The gym here at home has been a great source of energy over the past couple of weeks, and looking for that to continue here tonight. A.J. Gugersberg comes in. Cardinals will start with a serve, as it's Garmin, Arns, Hicks, Schenken, Summers, Gugersberg on the court for Redwood Valley, and it starts with Haley Garmin tapping the ball back across the net on a bump that went too far. 1-0 Redwood Valley on top. 7:15, and we are underway. Short serve dug out by Cedar Mountain. They'll try and attack on the right side. Schenken plays it. Hicks setting up Arns. Arns attack is blocked, kept up for a moment by the Cougars. 2-0 quickly for Redwood Valley. Gugersberg again attacking the left side. Cougars towards the middle of the court. Attack across, dug out by Arns. Hicks to Garmin. Garmin goes to the back corner. Cougars bump it backwards, and they're able to set it back across. Hicks to Garmin, and Haley finds room on the right side. 3-0 Redwood Valley out in front here tonight. Gugersberg again. Going left, bumped by Cedar Mountain, right by the net. They'll try right side, and the attack goes out. 4-0. Cardinals on top. And points to Cedar Mountain as Redwood Valley out of rotation. Cedar Mountain gets a quick side out, trailing 1-4. Serve goes right to Sydney Summers, and a service ace for the Cougars makes it 2-4. Summers sets it to Gugersberg, back to Summers, and Sydney's attack finds room on the front row. Cougars were adjusted to the right. So a lot of room there for Summers, and it is now 5-2. Earlbeck comes in. Aubrey Hicks will serve. Aubrey goes middle, bumps by the Cougars. They'll try left side. Gugersberg plays the attack back row. Hicks sets up Arns. Arns attack. Points to Redwood Valley. Cougars in the net. Hicks goes middle. Cougars trying the right side. Blocked by Arns. Sent across by the Cougars. Played by Gugersberg. Hicks to Arns. Blocked. Played by Summers. Points to Cedar Mountain. Saying the attack never got across. Cougars trail 3-6. Gugersberg to Summers. Summers to Arns. Back across in the free ball. Cougars setting up. Attack was tipped over Garmin's head. And point for the Cougars, who are keeping it close here. It is 4-6. Summers misplays it back row. And Cedar Mountain is within one. It's 5-6. Summers plays it in the corner. Hicks to Earlbeck. And Earlbeck's attack is in, going cross court. That makes it 7-5 Redwood Valley. And Kate Arns will serve. Barnes serves to the left. Cougar setting up middle. Block is tipped and past Garmin. Another side out for the Cougars. It is 6-7. Dugasburg to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney's attack is dug out by the Cougars, and they send it across out. Points to Redwood Valley. Cougars have brought a loud fan section here tonight. Haley Garmin will serve. Garmin goes right side. Cougars send it across on the free ball. Dug out by Arnes. Hicks to Earlbeck. Her attack is set. Cougars back across on the free ball. Arnes to Steffel. Steffel's attack. Cougars misplay it. 9-6 Redwood Valley. And misplay again, makes it 10-6. Garmin going middle and serve missing the back row. Serve skims over the net. Hicks setting up Summers. Sydney's attack is down. Points again for the Cardinals. 11-7 Cardinals on top. Hannah Schenken will serve. Serve goes right side. Cougars. And a lift going to be called. A double hit. Called on the Cougars, 12-7. And serve played right side by the Cougars. Looked like that one was going to go out. And the Cougars instead hit it out. Looks like Cedar Mountain going to call for a timeout. Redwood Valley leading 13-7 here in the first set. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School. Cardinals leading 13-7. And on the serve, Schenken will continue. Schenken goes middle. Serve is bumped. Cougars setting up for the attack. Arnes plays it back row. Hicks to Summers. Sydney! A bolt of lightning to the middle of the court. And that makes it 14-7. Schenken goes middle again. Cougars setting up left side, blocked and out. And a point for the Cougars. Cougars serve short, played by Arnes. Hicks to Summers. And another kill for Sydney Summers. 15-8. Cardinals on top. Summers serving. Serve is bumped. Cougars try middle. Attack is blocked by Steffel and Arnes. Cougars try again, played by Hicks. Dugasburg. Back to Arnes, and the attack was tipped. It was down anyway. So another point for the Cardinals, 16-8. And service ace, a couple of Cougars watch it drop. Another timeout by Cedar Mountain, 17-8. Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, service ace for Sydney Summers once again. 18-8. Summers with a couple of aces and four kills. Serve is dug out by the Cougars. Attack, dug out by Summers, back row. Hicks to Schenken, sends it across in the three ball. Cedar Mountain now will set up middle. Locked. Points to the Cougars. Cedar Mountain trailing 9-18. Serve played by Arn. Hicks to Steffel. Steffel's attack is going to end up being a point for Redwood Valley. Cougars kept it alive, but could not get it back over in three. 19-9. Sydney Mertens will serve. Serve played to the side. Cougars keep it in for a moment. Service ace, 20-9. Serve played by the Cougars. Attack error, 21-9. Mertens again goes left. And Garmin got a massive piece of that block, but it sails out. The Cougars get a point. Make it 10-21, and they will also serve. Serve dug out by Summers. Hicks back to Summers. Sydney's attack to the back row. Bumps by Cedar Mountain. They try and attack. Point to Cedar Mountain as Redwood Valley in the net. Summers to Hicks. Back to Garmin. Garmin sends it into the corner. Cedar Mountain saves it. Back across. Hicks to Arns. Arns attack is blocked. Mertens saves it. Summers goes back to get it. And Garmin taps it across for another kill. Serve played left side. Cougars. Attack played by Mertens. Hicks back to get it. To Arns, and the set was a little too far out of the reach. Kate Arns. Cedar Mountain gets the points. Make it 12-22. Mertens to Hicks, setting up Arns. And Arns blasts it right over the top of the front row. And so it's now 23-12. Cardinals a couple points away from a set one win. Serve bumps back row. Cougars try the left side. Summers digs it out. Hits to Garmin. Garmin adjusts. Sent back across. Both teams will regroup. Cougars attack is out. Point to Cedar Mountain. Redwood Valley in the net. It'll be 13-23. Summers attack, tapped all the way towards the bleachers on a block, and now it's set points for Redwood Valley at 24-13. Steffel comes in. Garmin sends it across. Cougars set it back over. Arntz to Hicks. to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack is down. Cardinals win set one, 25-13. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Back here for set number two between Redwood Valley and Cedar Mountain. Cardinals winning the first set 25-13. And Cedar Mountain will serve to start here in set number two. Serve played by Guggenberg. Shanken and Guggenberg combine, and a miscue by the Cougars leads to a point for Redwood Valley and a side out. Shanken came all the way back towards the wall to play that one. Guggenberg sent it back into onto the other side of the court, and then attack error by the Cougars makes it 1-0 Redwood Valley. Cougars setting up for an attack, blocked by Garmin, sent backwards by Cedar Mountain. Now a short attack across for the Cougars. Barnes times the leap for attack, dug out by the Cougars, played into the net, 2-0. Redwood Valley. Serve played to the left side. Cougars send it back to the right, and the attack goes past the back row. And that makes it 3-0. Cougars send it across and right into the campfire. Cardinals not anticipating that one. Serve by Cedar Mountain. And service ace for the Cougars makes it 2-3. Guggenberg bumps the serve. Hicks setting up Garmin. Garmin skims one off the net. Cardinals get it back. 4-2. Serve dug out. Cougars keep it in play, and they send it across on the free ball. Arnes to Hicks. Back across to Summers. Sydney with a left-handed attack. Cougars try the campfire again. Earlbeck sneaks one through, 5-2 Redwood Valley. Serve played by the Cougars. They set up middle. Attack bumped by Hicks. Guggenberg to Arnes. Times a leap, that's well past the line. Three-five. Serve played by the Cardinals. Guggenberg setting up Summers. Sydney's attack tipped. Cougar set up and point to Redwood Valley. Double hits for Cedar Mountain. That makes it 6-3. And serve missing the back row, so right back to Cedar Mountain. Trailing 4-6. Serve played by Guggenberg, bumps back across nearly. Summers, though, sets up, blocks. Cardinals take the points. Seven, four, Redwood Valley. Serve bumps by the Cougars. They set up left side, attack played by Arnes, back row. Hicks sends it over. Cougars setting up for the attack. Tipped to the line, dug out by Hicks. Schenken back to Arnes. Arnes' attack is bumped towards the net. Cardinals will reset. Summers blocked and down. Another kill for Summers, her seventh. Serve, misplayed, service ace. 9-4, Redwood Valley. Serve play left side, Cougars. They'll set up middle. Attack blocked. Cougars keep it alive. Points to Redwood Valley on a lift. And timeout for the Cougars. Redwood Valley leading 10-4 here in set number two. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Another serve with no return for Redwood Valley. It's now 11-4. And looks like the Cardinals, at least right now, starting to kind of pull away here in set number two. Cougars can't get it across. Attack error. 12-4 Redwood Valley on top. So a first set that started off a little slowly, but the Cardinals ended up winning 25-13. A second set going much more Redwood Valley's way. Attack missing. 13-4. Redwood Valley here in set number two. Serve bumped. Cougars set up left side. Attack with tips. Played now by Arnes. Schenken sets up Steffel. Steffel's attack is bumped. And points to Redwood Valley. Double hits. The Cougars, it's now 14-4. Cardinals have seven straight points. Serve bumped again. This time across, and Steffel able to drag it to the left side of the net, and Cedar Mountain going to take their second time out. 15-4, Redwood Valley on top. We will take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Cardinals leading 15-4, still serving. Serve is bumped across, and Summers. And it was tipped, so point going to Redwood Valley. Initially looked like we're going to go to Cedar Mountain, but call on the side was that the Cougars tipped it, so it is now 16-4. Cougars set it up. Attack. Block. Misplayed. 17-4. 10 straight points for Redwood Valley here in set number two. Serve bumped. Cougars setting up. Send it across Gugisberg to Schenken. Steffel's attack. Dug out. Cougars set up middle. And misplayed by Keely Van Hee. And so the Cougars finally get a side out. After 10 straight for the Cardinals, it is 5-17. Gugisberg to Schenken, setting up Summers. Sydney rockets one, and the Cougars send it dangerously close to the line, so it's played by Gugisberg. Cougars now have their attack blocked by Steffel. 18-5, Redwood Valley here in set number two. Serve bumped high in the air by the Cougars. They set up middle. Short serve dug out by Schenken. Gugisberg to Arnes. Arnes times the lead. Played back row by the Cougars. Cougars set up right side. Attack played by Gugisberg. Summers sets up Arnes. Arnes lets it fly. Point the Cardinals. service ace for Redwood Valley. It is 20-5. And make it two aces in a row, 21-5. Cardinals trying to make quick work of this one here. Already leading 1-0. Summers serves again, and service ace, third consecutive. Sydney Summers going to come out, and serving will be Brooke Fisher, with Cardinals having a match tomorrow and also up big. And service ace, 23-5. Serve bumped by the Cougars. They set up for an attack off the net. Cougars setting up for another, but they've sent it into the net. And now it's 24-5. And short serve dug out by the Cougars. And they send it across and out. And Redwood Valley wins set number two, 25-5. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. And back here at Redwood Valley High School, getting ready for the start of the third set between the Cardinals and the Cougars. Redwood Valley on top, 2-0. Things going decidedly better in the second set. Cougars will now be on the near side of the court. I believe Cedar Mountain will have the serve. Oh, looks like it will be Redwood Valley again. And it will. Aubrey Hicks will serve. Hicks to the left side. Cougars setting up right side for an attack played by Hicks. Schenken to Garmin. Garmin's attack dug out. Cougars set up middle. And missing the corner. Hicks going into the corner again. Cougars send it across on the free ball. Guggisberg to Hicks to Garmin. Garmin directs traffic again. 2-0. Again, left side into the net, service ace, 3-0. Cardinals took the final. As another service ace makes it 4-0, and a quick timeout going to be taken by Cedar Mountain. We'll take a break as well. Redwood Valley up 4-0. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Cardinals leading 4-0. Hicks serving again. Cougars play it this time. Attack left to right to Guggisberg. Hicks to Schenken. Schenken softly across. Cougars play it. And Garmin blasts it back across. Garmin getting set again. Back to Arnes. Arnes skims one off the net. Cougars keep it alive. Point going to Redwood Valley as the Cougars did not get it across in the requisite three. Serve played by the Cougars. They set up for an attack. Summers plays it back row. Hicks to Garmin. Garmin readjusts attack blocks. Cardinals keep it alive. Summers goes into the corner, and her attack is down 6-0. Cardinals on top. And the serve just missing back row, so a side out for the Cougars. We're in the midst of a 26-2 run over the span of last set and this set. Summers digs the serve out. Hicks goes to Arntz. Arntz attack, blasted off the back wall. And that makes it 7-1. Kate Arntz will now serve. Serve misplayed. Service ace, 8-1. Serve bumped by the Cougars. They'll set up left side. Summers able to save the serve, and it's sent across by Arntz. Cougars again try to catch the Cardinals off guard on a dump, and Redwood Valley will take the point as they're able to recover and get it back across, 9-1. And a misplay there, 10-1. And Cedar Mountain going to take their second timeout. 10-1, Redwood Valley on top here in set number three. We will take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Keely Van Hee checks into the game for Hannah Schenken. Kate Arntz to serve. Skimmed over the net. Cougars keep it alive. They'll try left on the attack. And they get one into the corner. It has been a rough season for the Cougars, but a couple of their players who are not playing in tonight's match leading the cheering from the front of the bench. So you love to see that, even though they have not had the best of season. Attack by Summers is blocked and down. And that makes it 11-2. Serve played right side. Cougars send it towards the net into the corner. Arntz to Hicks, back to Summers. Sydney times the leap. Her attack is down. It's 12-2. Serve played backwards by Cedar Mountain. 13-2 Redwood Valley. Serve dug out by the Cougars. They'll set up left. And the attack goes all the way cross court and out. 14-2. Substitution being made for Redwood Valley is it will be Jalen Bill coming in for Aubrey Hicks. Cougars setting up for the attack. And Merton. Oh, my goodness. Kate Arntz goes flying into the Redwood Valley bench. Point to Cedar Mountain. That makes it 3-14. Dug out by Mertens. Bill tries the dump, and Cougars ready for it. They send it across on the free ball. Bill sets up for Steffel, and an attack error will make it 4-14. Serve played by Arns. Bill sends it towards the net, and Cardinals point to the Cougars on the free ball. Cougars able to push it past the Cardinals. That makes it 5-14. And also now coming in for Redwood Valley. Let's try to figure out who that is. Point to Cedar Mountain. And it is 6-14. Don't have a number 17 on the roster anywhere. Mertens to Bill. To Steffel. Steffel's attack is down. Leah Earlbeck going to come in, as will Hannah Schenken. Schenken will serve. And service error for Schenken makes it 7-15. Mertens, and a service ace for Cedar Mountain makes it 8-15. Serve bumped. Schenken setting up Steffel. Steffel's attack misses. And it's now 9-15. Serve bump to the side. Schenken goes back to get it, setting up Summers. And Summers' attack is down, 16-9 Cardinals. So now Summers will serve. Serve play to the side. Cougars. A couple players can collapse on each other. Trying to go after the serve. Makes it 17-9. Kate Arns coming in. Served by Summers. Bumped by the Cougars. They set up for an attack. Huge block. Cougars will try again left side. Summers digs it out. Schenken to Arns. Arns attack, tip, triple tip, 18-9. Serve, bumps to the right, back across, Schenken to Earlbeck. Leah's attack is down, 19-9. And Summers sends one out. The Cougars will go back on the serve. Making it 10-19. Summers to Schenken, back across to Arns. Attack misplayed. Serve back to the Cardinals. Makes it 20-10. Cougarsburg in to serve. Cougarsburg's attack, serve that is, leads to an attack error, 21-10. Serve into the corner, bump. Cougars try the dump. Schenken and Gugisberg ready for it, and then Arnes collects another kill. Make it 22-10. And serve by Gugisberg just missing. So side out for Cedar Mountain. They'll go on the serve, trailing 11-22. Served by, dug out by Summers. Sydney sends it across. Attack played by Gugisberg. Schenken to Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack bumped across. Garmin flats it over, and Garmin finally ends up winning that battle. Seemed like the last three consecutive hits for the Cardinals, or for the Cougars, that is, were bumped back across. Hicks to serve, and that will be a service ace, 24-11, and now match point for the Cardinals, 24-11. Short serve dug out by Cedar Mountain. They'll try an attack on the right side. Tipped, played by Schenken. Hicks to Arnes. Blocked and out, and that will do it. Cardinals improved to 18-3 on the season. They beat Cedar Mountain in three straight. Final score here in set number three, 25-11. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Final score here at Redwood Valley High School. Cardinals sweep the Cougars 3-0. And we're joined now by Alexa Steffel, Keely Van Hee, and Leah Earlbeck after another sweep for the girls. And just take me through, get my cords right here. Take me through what the atmosphere was like out there on the court. You girls obviously played very well again here tonight. What were some of the things that were working well in the win?
We were just kind of using our fun and energy to play our best and try to talk as much as we could to play our best game.
So I think you now have won 11 matches in a row. And obviously, with that much success, it becomes fun, I'm sure, to go out there every night and compete against teams at various levels. Just how much fun are you having right now here this season?
It's been a lot of fun to be a part of this team, and it always means a lot when we win because then we know that we're cheering out on the bench.
Leah, you and Haley, a lot of blocks again here tonight. How much fun do you have working with Haley on a nightly basis, considering the amount of success that you've had?
It's been great working with Haley. We're just two big giants up there, so it's fun.
Marshall coming up tomorrow night. That'll obviously be a big one, a lot of implications in that match. How excited are all of you to head to Marshall tomorrow night and take on the Tigers?
We're excited to face Marshall. It's one of the biggest teams we're going to be seeing this season, and pulling off this Marshall win is really going to show like all the hard work we've been putting all season. We are absolutely pumped to go face Marshall tomorrow night. We'd love the support from all of our crowd, and yeah.
All right, well said. Ladies, thanks for the time. I'll let you go enjoy the win. And now we'll get resituated. We'll hear from victorious yet again, Redwood Valley head coach Taya Lindahl. Taya, Cedar Mountain, you look at their record, obviously they're having a tough year, but they definitely battled there in the first set, kept things pretty close, which again, a good lesson that regardless of what the other team looks like, if they're the best team in Class 2A or if they're a team having a down year, you got to be ready to go from the get-go. Otherwise, weird things can happen.
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate for them. They've had some key players with injuries, so they're kind of trying to readjust as well. But, no, I think after that first set, we talked a lot about just it's all what we do on our side of the net. If we make a ton of errors, this game's going to stay close. And I think in the second set, something flipped, and they just kind of turned a switch on, and it was go, 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 go right from the beginning. And that's what we talked about a lot is going into the final couple weeks of the season, we have to be in that mentality no matter who we play. You know, whether it's round one of playoffs or if you're lucky enough to get to the next round, you have to play at the same level. You can't try and come out and match your opponent.
It seemed like Cedar Mountain started to kind of feel the pressure, as you alluded to. They started to make a lot more errors. But credit to the Cardinals for not kind of falling into that, too. I mean, it's easy when a team has a bad serve or a bad attack or something to have the other team kind of play into that and kind of bail them out. But those second two sets seemed like the Cardinals really did not do that.
No, I think after, you know, the first set, we kind of going through the motions a little bit, you know, a ball came over. We weren't really focused on what we were doing. But I think in the second two sets, it was just we need to set a tone going into tomorrow night. And I think our girls really responded well after set one. We kind of traded points early and went on a couple runs here or there, but we let them as well. And that's what we talked about against teams. You have to play at your level the whole time. You can't give them those moments where they can take as many as you give them.
A chance to get a lot of different girls in here tonight with how the score kind of got to be in the second and third set. So not only that, but also kept everybody pretty fresh, which is going to be huge heading into tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, we have so many girls that dedicate so much time to our program in season, out of season, and it's so nice to be able to reward them and get them in. And unfortunately, you know, we can't do that every single night, but I think our girls did a great job tonight, whether they were on the bench, on the court. All of them were loud, and it was really fun. But like you said, you know, we want to be ready to go tomorrow, and I think today helped us get in the right direction of that, and hopefully, you know, we can come out with the same confidence and energy and as we did in set two.
Not even talking about the matchup and just how the Cardinals stack up schematically against the Tigers tomorrow night, just how fun is it to have a match at this point in the season where you've got the Cardinals who have been playing, you know, the best volleyball in several years here this season, being able to go up against the Tigers tomorrow night? It just has that feel to it of a playoff matchup. And so regardless of the outcome, you got to feel pretty excited about the fact that you get to see how this team stacks up to a team whose name is mentioned every year as one of the top teams in the area.
Yeah, we're so excited. This is going to be a great game to see where we're at. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes you're not lucky enough to get a big enough match like this late in the season, but I think we're really excited to see kind of where we line up. Like you said, they're always one of the top teams in our section, and they're always one of the top teams in the state. So I think this will be a really good test for us because our girls have big goals for this season, and if we want to reach those, you know, they're in the same section we are. So I think it'll be fun to kind of see our matchup and see where we line up against them tomorrow night. Like you said, regardless of the outcome, it'll just be a fun game to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, getting a chance to see these two kind of go head-to-head. And so we look forward to it. Another sweep here tonight, Taya, and a job well done by the girls. I'll let you go enjoy the win. There are still a lot of people here in the gym.
Yeah, there are. They're soaking it all in.
Thanks, Taya.
Yeah, thanks.
Taya Lindahl joining us here in the postgame. Cardinals sweep 3-0 again to improve to 18-3 on the season. Set scores once again, Cardinals win the first set 25-13. They win the second set 25-5, and they win the third set 25-11. So the Cardinals improve to 18-3. Cedar Mountain falls to 2-22-1. And as mentioned, just been a tough year for Cedar Mountain with injuries and things along that line, but they really did battle there in the first set before things kind of started to sway back to Redwood Valley's advantage those final two sets, of the match. We've got to anoint the Redwood County American Dairy Association players of the match, player of the match, and so we will go. We're going to go with Sydney Summers here tonight once again for the Cardinals. So congratulations to Sydney for being player of the match here tonight. And Cardinals wrap it up here in 3. gearing up for a big matchup against the Marshall Tigers tomorrow night, which, as mentioned, we will have on the airwaves here tomorrow night. So should be very much looking forward to that one. And we'll see how the Cardinals stack up against the Marshall Tigers tomorrow night. That's going to do it from Redwood Valley High School. Seth Topol signing off. Big thank you to the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters and to Tobin Osborne keeping the game on the air and keeping the ship going the right way here this evening. And we will see what happens tomorrow night between the Cardinals and the Tigers. Until then, we'll send it back to regular programming here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9. KLGR, Redwood Falls.